What's that smell? Is it fish? Why is it moving on my dish? Find out soon. Welcome to Sketchy Eats.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sketchy Eats. My name is Andre.
I am Bernard.
We're a comedy food podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And we go around eating at different restaurants that you might drive by and think, man, I'm never going to do that. Or I really want to know what that's like, but I don't want to spend money if it's fucking terrible.
We spend money, and sometimes it is fucking terrible.
Yeah, we do that for you.
Yep, every week.
So this is like... We're getting in the semifinals now of the sandwich bracket, the sandwich showdown, and it's been getting interesting.
It's been a wild ride. it's been a
fucking has. Holy shit!
Yeah, it's been crazy.
So just to break this one down for you guys just a little bit. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Yep.
The original bracket. Well, Subway versus Quiznos, Big John's versus Tubby's, Potbelly versus Jimmy John's, and then Firehouse Subs versus Jersey Mike's. And so far, we're down to Big John's, Firehouse, Potbelly, and then when we did Subway and Quiznos, we threw a wild card in there and put DiBella's in, and DiBella's came out on top.
Mm-hmm.
So now... Today's episode is DiBella's versus Big John's.
Yeah.
So things are getting a little heated. This is where you're going to kind of start to see it change a tiny bit where like some of these kind of like would make some sense to be put together, you know, like Big John's and Tubby's were steak sandwich places,
yeah. Right?
So they made sense to go together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Subway's and Quiznos were like sub sandwich places. So those ones made sense to go together. But now that the two kind of like, took on a different approach. Now it starts to get a little weird because now DiBella's is going up against Big John's, and those two are kind of different sandwich shops.
They are different. They're different in the same in the sense that they both have sub shaped bread.
Yeah, yeah, they're both sandwiches at the end of the day.
I mean, when you really break it down, they're all in sub shape.
Yeah.
So I mean, they all fit the sub category of sandwich. It's not like we're eating two pieces of bread sandwiches.
Yeah,
it's not like a traditional deli where it's just like rye bread and whole wheat bread, two slices. You know, we're definitely in the sub sandwich, you know, type of food category of sandwiches. We're not fucking eating patty melts, goddamn it! All right, I don't know what to tell you here.
You know, we're not doing PB&J sandwiches or anything like that.
No, PB&J would be wet, though.
So...
I'm bringing back wet in 2024.
That bitch is sopping wet. So, speaking of sopping wet... that's... I'm gonna jump straight into sandwiches here in a moment. I want to talk about Taco Bell for a second before we do this. Because Taco Bell pissed me off last night.
Talk about a king.
So, Ellie, Callie, Max, Whitney, and myself all went to round one.
Shout out to all of them. I forgot who was there, but okay.
But round one is, they're an arcade, and they're in the Great Lakes Crossing Mall in Michigan. And near there, there's like lots of different food options, but the problem is round one is open till like 11.
Yeah.
So a lot of the food that's would be there just kind of closes, so you don't have that anymore. So we got done with round one and decided we really wanted some food, so it came down to Taco Bell. We go to the Taco Bell on Baldwin Road, and first, Taco Bell is bitch made, because like, they make it so that if you want a quesarito, you have to mobile order it.
That is so stupid.
They won't, like, they clearly have the means and ingredients of being able to make it, but I don't know if they just don't have a button on their like in-store system to do it or what.
It's probably a pain in the ass to like figure out which item to customize to make it that way.
Probably.
That's probably what it is.
It's so fucking dumb though. But like, and like pictures of a quesarito are still on the menu, like on all their stores. So it's just a whole bunch of fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get up to the drive-thru and I was like, oh, hold on. I'm going to do a mobile order because I want a black bean quesarito. And I was like, you know what? I also want one. I'm going to fucking pull around here and we're going to wait. And we all tried to do it. All like Callie, Ellie,
shout to Callie. Shout
and
to
myself.
Ellie. Shout out to Andre.
We all tried to order and the mobile app wouldn't work on any of our phones.
Like, y'all all got iPhones, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, ain't that a bitch, Mr. Yeah. Apple Man?
You got an iPhone.
Let me shut up before you tell people my unlocked password.
Yeah, isn't it like 1, 2, 3, 4?
Look, man, you're being real messy right now.
No, I gotta change it.
I'm not gonna change it.
Yeah, it's 4, 2, 3, 1.
Close enough.
But like, the app just didn't work on any of our phones, so we can't even mobile order it.
Yeah.
So we get up to the window, and I'm like, hey, I have 2 orders. And they're like, we can't do multiple orders at the store. I'm like, how fucking hard is it to do multiple orders?
They do multiple orders
everywhere else.
Yeah.
Literally everywhere.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. You just finish one order and start another one. It's just not like as if somebody else fucking drove up behind me. It's not even that hard.
You know what it is? It's probably like a some kind of sensor or something where they're like timing it.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I've never worked fast food.
I don't know. I mean, other Taco Bells do multiple orders.
Yeah. How many orders were you trying to have, though?
Just 2.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, because it was just Ellie, myself, and then whatever Callie wanted. So it would have been just 2.
Damn.
So we, like, drove all the way back around the drive-thru to get Callie's food. I'm like, this is stupid.
That is stupid. That is so fucking stupid. Dumb. Man, yeah. Anti-shout to Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's been fucking up. Like, 2020 was the year Taco Bell done fucked up.
They brought back the nacho fries, though.
Honestly, COVID probably wouldn't have happened if Taco Bell didn't take potatoes off the menu.
No, it wouldn't have happened if they never killed Harambe. This has just been one big domino effect.
It wouldn't have been as bad.
Yeah, if they let that gorilla live, but they killed the gorilla, and this is everything has been downhill since.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not the same.
I want to talk about something, though, that's a little more negative than this. The great pizza debate that I started on our Facebook page, which you should be following.
Yeah.
Sketchy Eats 810, and also our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Sketchy Eats 810. You should be following Andre on Instagram at Cryptic Filth.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So the great debate of Chicago style versus Detroit style versus New York style pizza has been a huge debate on our Facebook page. These past couple of days, people really fucking hate Chicago style. I thought you were alone in that. People fucking hate Chicago style.
Chicago style pizza is gross. Vinny likes it, and I like Vinny. So,
calling Vinny gross?
I'm calling his choice in pizza gross.
I like Chicago style. It's not my favorite style of pizza. Compared to Detroit style, I'd much rather have that.
Yeah,
because it's not as thick.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's pizza.
Yeah.
Chicago style isn't pizza.
I mean, it is pizza, though.
No, it's not. Chicago style is like, it's pie.
Dude, we gotta be careful, because if we go to Chicago, we might get shot. They be busting
shot
guns.
In Chirac.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get turned into a pack.
Get put on a t-shirt that somebody homemade.
Yeah,
R.I.P. Bernard.
Yeah, no, it'd be R.I.P. Andre, because he's the one talking that craziness.
No, because you're the one who catches all the shit for the show. They'd be like, yeah, I heard you guys don't like Chicago-style pizza, and they'd shoot you about it.
Bernard, you're a son of a bitch. I like it, though.
Yeah.
As I get shot in the head and
die.
Yeah.
Or you get... No, we'd bring you back like RoboCop.
Shout out to dying. Shout out to RoboCop. RoboCop kind of sucks, though. That movie sucks.
I don't know. I used to love those movies as a kid. Sucks, yeah. Like, the first one, when he gets shot the fuck up and they bring him back, like, that shit was tight. But beyond that,
Judge Dredd is, like, tight though.
I haven't even seen that one.
Oh my god, he was like, I am the law.
That was a good impression.
I mean, those early what is his fucking name? I almost called him Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those early Stallone movies, he basically was just the same person in a different outfit.
Yeah all of those like action dudes kind of did that. Like, they're not that much different. Even, like, he was the same dude in Rocky.
Yeah.
Like, Rocky basically became a robot cop. And then...
Wait, you're getting the movies mixed up.
Because... Nah, because isn't Judge Dredd... Like, is Judge Dredd a robot?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Well, then, never mind.
Yeah, he was just a dude. He was like a...
Just some dude.
He was basically like a cop. He was a super cop. Mm. That's basically what he is.
Max is a super cop.
Oh, man. Don't do Max like that.
Yeah, I mean, I got the photo to prove it.
I mean, I'm looking at it. I see
it's
it.
On my desk.
Dude, Max, his eyes now, like, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah, I know. That's why I love it so goddamn much. He hates it.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Max. Jesus Christ.
That shit kills me.
But yeah, so I started that whole big ass debate on that. I mean, Detroit style pizza fucking slaps.
It really does.
I had a Detroit style pizza from Guido's the other day. I got spinach and old world pepperoni, and I was told that's a gross combination. And I was like, "Yo, you're a gross combination."
You book you, Darren.
Yeah. Oh, I also have a corrections corner.
Okay.
Last week when I said that griddle pan that I got for Laura for Christmas was called La Crust. Mm-hmm. I guess it's called La Crescette.
Okay.
I was way fucking off.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. It's some French shit.
Some French shit. Yeah.
God. Oh, and she said that restaurant you were talking about that's in Ohio is gross.
Which one? Oh, the
pie place.
Oh, Schmuckers.
Yeah, Schmuckers. She said Schmuckers isn't good.
Damn, that sucks.
She said she ordered food and like it was just like all one color.
That's weird. I don't think it's supposed to be like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she said it wasn't very good. But I mean, they got all that pie. So, I mean, I would try it. I know she won't go there again, but shit, I'll eat that fucking pie with you.
Yeah.
I'll go to Pie Town with you, brother.
Yeah. So, DeBella's and Big John's.
Oh man, what a fight.
Yeah.
What a fight.
This one is like, it's tough because like DeBella's is a bigger chain, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're a lot. Well, they're not. Yeah, they're bigger, but they're probably not too far off in size.
Right. I mean, like DeBella's at least probably has locations outside of Michigan, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
So, because like
we could look that up.
Big John's is really just like
they're probably
a Michigan
just more
thing.
Regional.
Yeah, and that's where like it's, you know, it's one of those like, okay, so yeah, they DeBella's has stuff in like New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Connecticut, Michigan, and Indiana. So they're a lot bigger.
Yeah, they have 46 locations.
Yeah, I think like Big John's has like 10.
Yeah.
So Big John's is one of the ones where like, you know, they're like a local favorite and you're going to get like smacked in the head for saying something bad about them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like Sicily's Pizzeria. Back when I had hair and I was getting haircuts at Consolidated, I swear that dude nicked me with a razor because I said that shit sucked.
Shout out to Consolidated.
Bro. Yeah, yeah. But like, it's almost tough to talk shit about him. And to be fair,
is it though? Is it hard to talk shit about Sicily's though?
I mean, it really was. Sicily's was so goddamn bad that I didn't care.
I'd rather have a hot and ready than eat that thing. You know I hate hot and ready.
Yeah.
We got a whole back catalog of me dissing it.
But like, you know, Big John's is definitely, they have a particular strength. They're really good. The red sauce is fantastic. The banana peppers that go on there is great.
Mm-hmm.
The red sauce, my only thing with it is I want it to be spicier, and not because I just want everything to be spicy, but mostly because, like, it's genuinely, like, it's a sweeter sauce.
Yeah.
Not bad. It works. It definitely cuts through the mix, but I want it to be a tiny bit spicier, or even maybe just more, like, acidic.
Yeah, it could be more.
Give a little more tang to it, you know? Something like that.
Speaking of a little more tang, I want to give a shout out to our boys in Pestilent Age. They just put out a new EP or album. It's probably an album. It's kind of long. It's pretty heavy. Shout out to Roach. Shout out to Taylor.
Yeah, very proud of them.
Very proud of you boys. Shit sounding tight.
But like, I got the Super Steak and Cheese.
You are Super Steak and Cheese, by the way.
Uh-huh. But I just got the small one, nothing else, banana peppers and red sauce, and, you know, it bangs. It really does. It's really a solid sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Mine held up. You had a different experience.
I had a different experience. I got the Philly chicken, which is, I got a 6-inch, which is normally my go-to order, because I normally go with the Philly chicken over the steak, and, like, it was piping hot. It was good, but that bitch fell apart like a Post Malone song as soon as I unwrapped it. Like, part of the bun stuck to the paper.
Jesus.
And when I went to lift it up gently, it just stayed there, and the rest of the sandwich went, and it just all fell apart, all soggy and shit. I mean, it was good, but, like, that's not a sandwich you can eat, like, at your desk at work.
No, not at all.
Like something like that. Like you need something that holds its like tech, like it's what's the word I'm looking for?
Integrity.
Integrity, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like America.
You know though, like
you know I was going to make a joke.
Oh right, right. I you know I got Big John's like a couple days ago for lunch.
Shout out to
work.
Shout out to work.
Because it's like 5 minutes from my house. Shout out to 5 minutes away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing we've talked about throughout this tournament is the convenience of the sandwiches. Mm-hmm. But today that changed.
Yeah.
Today that fucking changed.
Yeah. Cause like, I mean, even last time I got them, mm-hmm. I got it with mushrooms.
Yeah.
And their mushrooms are not good.
Their mushrooms are just from the can.
Yeah. And they smell bad.
Yeah. They're probably, they've probably been sitting right there for a while then.
They might have. But yeah, I mean, you know, we have to drive like a half hour to get to Bella's.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
half hour there, half hour back.
Which really, like, you know, if you're from the Midwest, a half hour is like a 5 minute drive. It's not like you it's
don't
nothing.
You don't think of anything.
Really. Yeah, like when I talk to people at work who live in like New York or like L.A. or something like a bigger, more populated area like downtown New York, like mm-hmm. for them. You know, like a 5 mile drive is a fucking nightmare. They're like, yeah, it's gonna take me like 30 minutes to get there. You know, but for us, it's all wide open spaces, you know, we don't care.
You know what, though? I hear a lot of Gen Zers complain about 30-minute drives. It's like, that's weird. So long. Like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
30 minutes ain't nothing.
Yeah, I mean, Ellie and I will drive 3 hours on a whim for no reason. Right. Like, I've
been in car rides for 2 hours for cheese.
Yeah. Like, this is just how it is.
Yeah.
But, like... Yeah, DeBella's is like a half hour away. It's in Auburn Hills.
Shout out to Auburn Hills, shout out to Pontiac.
And something I noticed when we were driving up there that I thought was kind of funny, when you get off at the exit to get off, like which is the University in Rochester exit, you know like how most exits, like if there's a gas station or food, there's those little blue signs that tell you what's there. DeBella's isn't on those signs.
I wonder why.
And it's not like far. It's a mile out. It's not far out, you mm-hmm. know? But I thought that was weird. I'm like, they have room. They yeah. can add to Bella's. Jersey Mike's is there, and you know.
Maybe because Jersey Mike's is a bigger chain.
Maybe.
Maybe Jersey Mike's has been around longer, too.
But, yeah, I mean, we went to DeBella's and just... It's just a different experience.
It really is. It really is. You want to pull up the DeBella's menu so we can tell these people what we got?
Yeah, DeBella's, I would say, though, that, like, their online order and their menu system sucks.
I've never had to order online.
I'm not crazy about it because they don't show you a menu. Mm-hmm. You have to like go through and order a thing and pick things up like right. to really kind of get an idea of what you would have done differently to it.
Mm-hmm.
So which one did you get?
I got the Dagwood and I got the Cowboy, baby.
Are those both for you or?
Yeah, of course they're both for me. What the fuck you mean? Who else would I buy a sandwich for?
What the fuck is this, huh?
Yeah, who the fuck else would I buy a sandwich for? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Show all. Let's see.
Man, Laura came over the other day and she brought this Polish candy.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is with the Polish people, but they like their chocolate. And it's not like American chocolate where it's like overly sweet. Mm-hmm. It's like very subtly sweet. But they like to put liquor in their chocolate, which I have never had before. And that shit was like, it was good, but it was like, wow, I can't eat this every day.
Yeah.
I got the Dagwood small on grilled, of course, because I'm a grill boy. I got it on sesame.
And what cheese did you get? Didn't you get provolone?
I got provolone. I got the DeBella's famous oil dressing. Oh. Of course. Or I got to get that.
Yeah.
I got to get that, boy. I got to get that. I got less tomato.
Okay. So pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
I mean, the sandwich is good, though. Like,
yeah.
I did The Godfather. Let me see if
you
I can
are Godfather.
Pull that one up. I did Max's order.
Shout out to Max. Shout out to Max's order.
Max is the one who was like, yeah, do DeBella's. So I did his order,
mm-hmm.
which is the Godfather, and the Godfather is a super easy sandwich, just a salami, what is that, capicola, and spicy ham. It's a really like salty, spicy kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I got it with pepper jack cheese, and then
so extra, it had a little kick to it.
Yeah, extra oil, extra mayo, and extra onions.
Now, when you unwrapped that sandwich, it was shining like a fucking bodybuilder.
Like, I'm surprised we didn't get invaded by the U.S. government for how much oil was on that damn sandwich.
But compared to the oil, compared to that sandwich, was to mine that I got from Big John's, was probably yours probably had more oil on it.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker stayed together.
Yeah, it like held up. Because it was held in the car for like 45 minutes, you know? And like, but yours didn't even make it the 5 minute drive home.
Just like me. Can't last 5 minutes.
I understand. You're telling me.
But if you want to last more than 5 minutes, use promo code SKE810 to get $5 off your first order from Blue Chew and free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
mm-hmm.
that dick up, boys.
Keep that dick up for the troops.
Dicks up for the troops.
What is it? I keep my dick up for the flag, but I kneel for the cross. God. But yeah, that like that extra oil and that extra mayo and everything, you know, I would think if I was going to do that again, I'd go light mayo.
Mm-hmm.
The mayo's really good, but it just like it makes all the stuff just kind of slide around on the bread in there, and it makes it super easy for it to just fall out.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
So, but you know, it's like as good as Big John's is,
mm-hmm.
DiBella's really takes it.
I'm telling you, man, it's the fucking bread.
The bread is 90% of it, for mm-hmm. sure. Oh, I would also argue, too, that like the different flavors cut through much better on DiBella's than it does on Big John's.
A lot more complex.
Yeah, yeah.
Big John's is overly simple. And I like simple stuff, but this is like too simple.
Yeah, I mean, when you're trying to put these kind of things next to each other, if you're mm-hmm. going to do simple, it has to be something that's so insanely perfect,
mm-hmm.
you know? But and Big John's is good, but it's not like a perfect steak sandwich.
You know what it is? Execution, too. I've been to DiBella's twice, and their execution is 100%.
Yeah.
Quality like that. Big John's is sometimes hit or miss.
Yeah, it can be.
They have a lot of hit or a lot of misses.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of misses with Big John's.
I remember the first time I actually ever ate Big John's, I didn't get a steak sandwich from them. First time I ever ate there, I got a Reuben.
I could see you doing that.
That shit hurt my stomach so bad.
They used to have quesadillas that were really good.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though.
But, like, Max and I went to Big John's the other day. Big John's. Jersey Mike's.
Shout out to Jersey.
I'm getting these things all mixed up.
Shout out to Jersey Mike's.
It's all fucking melting together.
What'd you get from Jersey Mike's?
I got the Chipotle
sandwich. You are a Chipotle sandwich.
Chipotle chicken cheesesteak.
How was it?
Really good, but it also fucked my stomach up.
Are you getting weak on me in 2021?
I don't know, man. I mean, half of the sandwich sat for a while, though, okay. So that might be part of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit hurt.
Mm. Damn.
It was something.
You know what else hurt? Mm. My sides when I was listening to It's Always Sunny podcast.
Oh, they have a podcast?
No, it's Sunny Vega from Close Your Eyes.
Oh,
it's
okay.
His podcast.
I gotcha.
He has an open invite to come on the show. I already spoke to him.
Okay.
So good. I got to get with you about that, which is probably a conversation that I shouldn't be telling you about on air. But yeah, he said he's willing to come on the show and talk about food. He's a big boy. He a big boy. So talking about Whataburger versus your place. God,
Five Guys?
Not Five Guys. The one on the In-N-Out.
In-N-Out? Okay.
Yeah. Him and his guests were talking about Whataburger versus In-N-Out.
Hmm.
Dude, we got to go to fucking Whataburger.
I want
dude, they will grill any like thing for the sandwich. Jalapenos and shit.
I love that.
They have a ranchero burger. Oh my God. Diarrhea central, but I want it.
I want Fat Burger again.
I haven't had Fat Burger in a long time.
Fat Burger fucks.
Yeah,
I want to go back out west and get Fat Burger.
There used to be a Fat Burger out here.
Really?
Years ago. It was on the north side, though.
So?
No, I'm just saying it was just on the north side. I'm not saying like you.
Oh, okay.
No, you be busting guns. I know you be busting guns. Damn, dude, chill. Shit.
Yeah.
God damn. Nobody's testing you're a gangster.
Slam the gun down on the table.
Calm down, Jamal.
It's not even loaded.
No trigger control whatsoever.
Yeah, fingers just on the trigger at all times.
Pointing at yourself.
Yeah, just waving it the fuck around. Just flipping it around.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, calm down, Jamal. Nobody's testing your fucking gangster. We all know you gangbang, buddy. Yeah. But yeah, man, back to sandwiches. The Bellas just... They snuck in this tournament, and they just... I really think it's going to... I think they're going to win.
I think so, too. I think, like, you know, it's going to be... It's Jersey Mike's versus Firehouse next. And I honestly...
Jersey Mike's got eliminated.
Did they?
Yeah.
Who's next?
Potbelly versus Firehouse.
Oh, I honestly don't know who's gonna come out.
We just had this
one.
Conversation.
Like, yeah.
Right before we came in the room.
I don't know who's gonna come out.
We
on
do
top of...
no preparation.
Yeah.
We do no preparation. Apparently. You
like,
looked at the bracket and you changed it.
No, I don't know how to read.
But yeah, this boy don't know how to read.
But you know, like, I don't know who's gonna win versus like Potbelly versus Firehouse.
Those two are very similar. They are probably the most similar. Jimmy John's and Subway were probably alike a lot too, but yeah. They didn't face each other. And then again, Jimmy John's probably would have beat Subway.
You know who's really like, you know, this has really just kind of taught me how low tier Subway and Jimmy John's is.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy John's used to be solid.
I wonder what happened to Jimmy John's. This is my like theory of what happened to them is that as they got more stores, the quality went down because their overhead became more. So they had to like cut.
Yeah. They cost spread themselves too thin.
Yeah. And a lot of those are franchisees.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Franchise to franchise would probably be different in quality.
That makes
sense. Just like Subway though. Like some Subways are like probably better than others.
Yeah.
But they took all the preservatives out of their bread from Subway and just made their bread ass. Even more ass than it was.
Yeah, I don't know. Like even Jimmy John's used to have some pretty solid bread, but like that shit was just trash.
Yeah, when you smack that bread, that hollow sound it made.
Yeah. It's like, I'm mad about this right now. Why is this bread cavernous? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, dude. Jimmy John's and Subway went way, way down.
It really did.
You know what? You know what they should do? They should help the boys and put them on like their team to like improve.
They should just combine.
And make one big ass?
Yeah. Yes.
Or one big ass sandwich.
No, there's like a Pixar dude in the back here just like, write that down.
Yeah, dude. They should hire the boys for like consulting.
We would just run that bitch into the ground.
Yeah.
Just charge way too much just so we can get out clean, you know? Like charge a whole bunch of money and then they go under because we didn't do shit right.
During the contract negotiations, they'll be like, can we just pay you guys in gift cards? We're like, God damn it, you can.
You could have paid me in gas station dick pills and I would have did it.
God damn it. You got yourself a deal.
Yeah. You spit on your hand and shake their hand. They're like, we need you to leave. Get to work.
Take your bald friend with you, bitch.
Yeah, we're just hiring you as a janitor. What do you think this is?
Sir, you just asked if you could use the bathroom. What are you doing in the board meeting?
Yeah, every time. Like, yeah, can I use the bathroom? Yeah, sure. You son of a bitch. You got a deal.
But yeah, they suck.
Yeah.
That's what it really boils down to. They suck.
Those places are just fucking trash.
But Big Charles was good.
Yeah.
Toppy's was good, too, but man.
That's like one of them. You know, that's...
It's like Jersey Mike's was okay.
I like Jersey Mike's,
but for the tournament...
Yeah, Firehouse really did.
Like, Firehouse pulled out a whammy on them.
Yeah, Firehouse was solid.
Man, shout out to Morella for fucking telling me to go to Jimmy John, DeBella's.
Yeah.
God damn.
So, DeBella's is going to move on to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go against somebody. Don't know who it is.
Potbelly or Firehouse.
It's going to be one of the two. It's honestly going to be... I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see. And then whomever wins is going to go against DeBella's. And I'm with you. I think DeBella's is going to take this.
Yeah. This is going to be a tough fight for whoever has to go against DeBella's.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough fight for our waistline. We've ate a lot of bread.
Dude, we better like do like a vegan run for a while.
So, I went to there's this like the Korean Seoul Market in Flint. I went there for the first time.
I've been wanting to go there for years.
That place, they have a cat.
Oh shit, that's legit ass Asian shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to Asians.
That place has a lot of things I just never seen before.
Shout
out
to
like
Korea.
In a store. So like they have that spicy ramen that I like. That shit that hurts.
Yep. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And then I got that, and then I got this powder, like that's just giant thing of it. It's $8, and there's three words in English on there, and one of them is capsaicin.
Oh, fuck. That's why you got it.
Yeah. Like, that's what drew me in. I'm sure it's actually just capsaicin powder, because that shit is spicy.
Ooh.
Shit hurts. Mm. I've been adding it to, like, everything. It's great.
Ah, damn. Man. Shout out to Renee.
You know I love pain.
I know you do. Renee, I think Renee told me about that store.
Yeah.
Don't they sell kimchi?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I want to try kimchi, too.
I need to go back up there and get some MSG.
Man, I'm tired of people on the Facebook complaining about MSG.
Yeah, MSG fucks, dude. Yeah, MSG makes things so about. Good. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude. People like been shitting on MSG on the Facebook lately.
Yeah, fuck you. I don't care.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah,
fuck you. I love you. You're a rat.
Yeah. You had me until that, buddy. You had me until the rat. Shout the rats, though.
Yeah.
I started watching Ninja Turtles on on Laura's Amazon account. Shout to Laura. Shout out to my girlfriend. I don't know. Do we got anything else to talk about? Because this, we haven't seen, I mean, it hasn't been a full week since I've seen you.
Yeah, I know.
So we're just like,
nothing else happened.
Besides, like, a thing we probably shouldn't talk about. You know, other than that, we probably really got nothing.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to roast that some.
Nah.
Not even a little bit?
Nah.
Okay. Oh, you good boy.
Yeah.
Getting soft on me.
But, yeah, I mean, DeBella's takes it. This was an easy one.
Yeah. It was a... I got nothing.
I wanted to say it was a hard one, but
no, it wasn't a hard one.
DeBella's fucked.
Yeah, DeBella fucked hard. They must have used the promo code SKE810. I can't even get my own fake promo code right.
You know what it is?
What?
There's a lot of bread in your system right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, my mouth is all like, dry tired and as shit. Fuck,
dude.
Yeah.
I gotta go to fucking Kinko's after this.
Where the fuck is there a Kinko's?
On Miller Road, like a FedEx Kinko's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You never hear that. I gotta go to Kinko's.
Yeah, you never do.
Damn. What, you ain't got a printer? Thought you was rich. Shout out to Kinko's. Shout out to FedEx. But anyway... This has been the sandwich tournament. Big Johnson's been eliminated. Subway has been eliminated. Quiznos has been eliminated. Tubby's has been eliminated. And Jersey Mike's has been eliminated.
Good riddance.
Good riddance, y'all. Yeah. I mean, shit. And you know what? DeBella's is cheaper.
Yeah.
You get more bang for your buck at DeBella's. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even pay for mine.
Oh, look at me, I didn't pay for money.
Yeah, because you remember when we went there and the guy just like took your sandwich off the bill?
Yeah.
They still sent me that coupon.
Oh,
so
they
I
did?
Just used that one.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
See? That's what I talk
scamming,
about.
You know?
That boy be scamming. Scamming 2021. That's my boy right there. That's my boy. He's scamming, y'all.
But yeah, speaking of scamming, I've been Andre.
I've been Bernard.
And you stay scamming.
Yep.